I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. Vermont manufacturers hope job cuts at a major Canadian aerospace company could be an opportunity for companies that make aircraft parts in Vermont. Several thousand job cuts are coming to Bombardier in Quebec. Chris Kerrigan with the Vermont Chamber of Commerce says the job cuts north of the border appear to be related to a deal earlier this year for Airbus to take over a series of jets made by Bombardier. He says that merger could be good for Vermont companies.
The merger and acquisition essentially of Bombardier by Airbus Americas will, in my opinion, and hopefully provide our aerospace manufacturers with additional supply chain opportunities with Airbus.
Kerrigan says 250 manufacturers in Vermont serve the aerospace and defense industries. He says the state is well positioned to feed into aerospace manufacturing clusters in both Quebec and Connecticut. Vermont's Attorney General announced today the state is intervening in how three residential care homes in South Burlington and St. Albans are managed. The three properties in receivership are Allenwood and Pillsbury Manor South in South Burlington and Homestead at Pillsbury in St. Albans. All are owned by Andrew White of Dallas, Texas. According to the AG's office, staff, residents, and families filed complaints about the facilities. Attorney General T.J. Donovan says those complaints ranged from failure to deposit rent checks to food insecurity.
In fact, the state of Vermont had to front the money this week in order to pay the food vendor to have food delivered today for these facilities.
Donovan says this receiver's job is to stabilize the situation. That includes getting food to the facilities. He says a hearing next Wednesday will determine if the properties will be permanently overseen by the receiver. Vermont state revenues are going up, but the Scott administration says the money is spoken for. VTDigger.org quotes Finance and Management Commissioner Adam Greshen as telling lawmakers that all of the increased revenue and more is needed to pay increasing debts. Payments to teacher pension liabilities are a high priority. Pension liabilities were cited by Moody's as the main reason for the investment house to lower Vermont's bond rating. And Vermont's 16-day rifle deer hunting season begins tomorrow. The Fish and Wildlife Department urges hunters to wear fluorescent orange hats and vests for safety. Officials say the greatest number of deer are in the southwest and northwest of the state. The Eye on the Sky forecast for tonight, rain or a wintry mix in northern valleys outside the Champlain Valley diminishing late. Snow in the mountains, lows in the 30s. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.